Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Thayer.
Oh, no!
Chicago Bears radio analyst.
That's him.
Don't you think you'd practice at home flipping it a couple times, make sure you get it right? It's like a referee in basketball, making sure you throw that jump ball up straight.
Tom Thayer, 1985 Super Bowl champion.
We are the Bears, shuffling crew, shuffling on down.
Tom Thayer.
Touchdown Bears!
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. He is simply a legend. Tom Thayer joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Morning, Tom.
Good, man. I miss you guys.
Yes, we miss you, buddy.
Me too.
And we're delighted to talk to you. And you know, we're looking forward. I know this is kind of crazy, but don't you have the feeling that after the bye week, it's almost like a jump start to the season? It's almost like you just get to kind of start from scratch and everything's forgotten and here you go.
Well, I think it's what you want to do is you want to recognize your deficiency and how quickly can you correct them. And so I think this is probably one of the luxuries that you have during the course of a regular season, where maybe during the course of last week when the coaches are meeting or even Monday's practice, you have a chance to address something that's a little outside the boundaries of your immediate preparation for New Orleans. But then come Wednesday, you got to come in here walking, you know, ready to play. This is not something that, oh, you're going to take half of the first quarter to get used to the speed of the game. That's a bunch of baloney, because you played long enough. You understand the speed of the game. You understand your specific requirements. Now it's about, you know, how are you going to improve this thing to get back on the tracks?
Tom, when it comes to improving the running game, how much of it is lack of commitment? How much of it is lack of execution? And how closely are those two things related?
Well, I think they're so closely related, because I always say this phrase, and I probably repeated myself on your show, that everything offensively learned is repetitiously done. And so if you're going to go out there and you're going to have David Montgomery understand every specific incident that could happen in every running game, no matter what type of defense or what style of defense you're playing, you got to see it a couple hundred times. And that's what happens throughout the course of a career. If you're there for a longer period of time and you have consistency within your coaching, and that's when you see those signs of growth. And I think you're going to still see them from David Montgomery throughout the season. But it is about an everyday improvement of offensive line, their style, their technique, and their fundamentals. And so with Kyle Long being out of the lineup, you can't drop off, because you're already near the bottom of the barrel. You got to be able to make some mid-season changes and then hit the improvement button and continue going forward rather than taking any more steps backwards.
How much will the losses on the line of scrimmage hurt this team? Obviously, Akeem Hicks could be back at the end of the year, week 15, but Kyle Long is gone.
Well, you know, I think, you know, losing a guy like Akeem Hicks, it's a big loss, because, you know, he has the presence and the size and the up and down line of scrimmage of a guy like Reggie White did. And you think about how big and powerful he is and how much he helps the linebackers behind him. So when you got Nick Williams and you got Roy Robertson Harris, you have to expand the ability of Eddie Goldman, have him play more like Akeem Hicks than a standard over the center nose guard, because he has the ability to be able to do that. So Coach Pagano, you know, he's going to have a little bit more, you know, a little bit more on his plate in terms of how to organize a really aggressive front, when now maybe they can start sliding over to take care of Khalil Mack rather than sliding over and taking care of Akeem Hicks and Khalil Mack. And it'll be interesting to see how the opponent offensive coordinator devises their pass protection. In are they, is everyone immediately going to identify Khalil and go in that direction? So That will be yet to be seen Sunday. And in terms of the offensive line, you know, we're not sitting here talking about statistics that are through the roof. We're talking about every statistics offensive line speaking that there has to be improvement. So whether Kyle there is not, he's there or not, it's got to see significant signs of improvement. And whomever plays the position, whether it's Ted Larson, who's got experience and can go out there and play equally as well as what we've seen so far, or Rashad Coward, who has a real big upside. He is a long guy. He is tall. He takes up a lot of space. He's got a really aggressive demeanor about his style of play, even though we've seen little snippets of it in games. We've seen more of it from training camp and the practices out there. So I only expect improvement out of the offensive line, because if you're going to get this thing pointed in the right direction and you're really going to make a push in the second part of the season, it's going to be because the position I thought was going to be one of the strengths of the team in the offensive line, it's got to turn it around and it's got to become a strength whether you have Kyle or not.
Tom, the Saints defense is legitimate. It's allowed them to win two games this year where they've scored 13 or fewer points. Cam Jordan is their version of Khalil Mack. He can wreck a game plan quickly. He's a threat on the edge. If he's lined up against Bobby Massie, how do the Bears help Bobby Massie? How do they combat a guy who is as dangerous as they come in terms of a pass rusher in the league?
You know, when you face the New Orleans Saints, their front most of the time is going to include four guys, sometimes three. Sometimes they're going to have four guys in a stand-up position. But in those terms, when you go to the line of scrimmage, there's always going to be an uncovered offensive lineman. And, man, you got to be multitasked because you got to be able to secure the hole, whether you're an offensive guard, you got to secure that hole between the center and the tackle first, and then address your attention to the most dominating pass rusher. Again, I refer back to the days when we would play against Reggie White and we would have that saying, look, if you're an uncovered offensive lineman, look to attack Reggie White as quickly as you can. And I think that's the same process you have to go by with this game with Cameron Jordan. Look, if you're an uncovered offensive lineman, search out your responsibilities. If that linebacker's dropping, man, swing your head immediately to Cameron Jordan. And if you get a couple-yard running start, if there's some way that you can come in and repeatedly help the offensive tackle, just like Oakland did against Khalil Mack with their whole offensive fronted system, the Bears have to be as equally as aggressive against them.
Tom, you know, we often talk about backup quarterbacks in the league and who's got a good one and who doesn't. And, you know, this is the year of the backup and all this stuff. But Teddy Bridgewater has kind of been the Nick Foles of the group. I mean, he's a guy that they've been winning with, and maybe not because of all the time. Is there any sense that that he's been living on borrowed time a little bit? I know that sounds crazy, but with Alvin Kamara unable to play, perhaps we'll find out. He didn't play. He didn't get the majority of reps last week. He didn't practice, and you look at him now not practicing. I think that's a huge part of their offense they're missing.
Oh, I agree 100%. He's got, 101 touches already.
Yeah.
And I think if you look at David Montgomery, he's got like maybe 60 total between running the ball and catching the ball. And that's a significant difference when you take once you lose Drew Brees, the most important guy in your lineup is Alvin Kamara. But, you know, when I look at Teddy Bridgewater, I see all these people saying, oh, you know, he's a free agent. He's going to get a big money contract if he shows that he can be a good fill-in for Drew Brees. That's what he is right now. He is a fill-in. He's not playing like Drew Brees. So if you think he's going to be a guy that goes out there and demands or commands one of these four-year, five-year big money contract, even a three-year deal, I don't see it in him. When he gets outside the pocket and he can use some of his outside-the-pocket creativity, get some passes downfield, throws a lot of them behind the line of scrimmage, that's when you see Teddy Bridgewater. But if the Bears can keep him inside the pocket, make him make decision throws versus coverage, then I think he may expose a little bit more of the deficiencies that's held him back to this point in his career besides a horrific injury. So I really respect Teddy Bridgewater for what he's been able to do. He's being coached really well by Sean Payton and all the offensive coaches over there. But you know, if you're going to put Super Bowl in the same sentence of the New Orleans Saints, it better also include Drew Brees.
You know, Tom, the offense has struggled so much. Allen Robinson has been the lone, I think, consistent playmaker through the Bears' five games. And the Saints will counter with Marshon Lattimore, one of the best young cornerbacks in the NFL. Lattimore shut down Mike Evans. He takes over against the opposing team's number one receiver. Can the Bears' offense score enough points to win this football game if Lattimore neutralizes Allen Robinson?
You know, David, that's a great question. And right before kickoff, I always give my three keys to the game. And one of the keys to the game is going to be who's next. Because if they do take A-Rob out of the game, Allen Robinson by Lattimore, someone else is going to have to emerge. And they have the candidates out there. I mean, if you want to go to Javon Wims, to Taylor Gabriel, to Anthony Miller, hopefully Trey Burton, Adam Shaheen's got to get involved in the mix. David Montgomery is a heck of a receiver from the line of scrimmage downfield or into the backfield and creating once he gets the ball in his hands. So eventually that was going to come up, David, that you're going to face a team that's going to take your number one guy. I said a stat the other day. Last year he had 36 first down catches throughout the season. This year he already has 22. And so when you look at, oh, what is their main focus, take him out of the game and let someone else beat us, it's going to be a great battle to watch. But I'm continuing the point of let's see who's next in the Bears roster that can step up if they take Allen out of the game.
Tom, thanks a ton. We're really looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, Matt. Good talking to you guys.
Yep, see you
That's
Sunday.
Tom Thayer, Bears radio analyst, and the pregame begins at noon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.